adapted to illustrate contemporary milestones. The most dramatic is, naturally, a representation of the assassination. We see the Afghans outnumbering Bairam Khan's small entourage, his followers fleeing in disarray, his camp, some distance away, attacked and plundered, his body unguarded and untended by the lakeside. Bairam Khan's tumultuous life and tragic end constitute one of the most dramatic narratives of the Mughal era. He was the faithful friend and counselor of the second emperor Humayun and was guardian to the third, Akbar, after Humayun's premature death in 1556. As regent, he was responsible for the consolidation of the empire after the Second Battle of Panipat. Bairam's fall from favor and his tragic end in Patan on the shores of the Sahasralinga Talav were in some ways a fitting end to his life. The tragedy and pathos of the concluding drama giving a certain completeness to the story. If the milestones of Bairam's life are well known, the details of the journey are less so. It is with Bairam's patrimony, therefore, that we begin this story. Indeed, his foremost modern biographer begins by saying, Bairam Khan was no novus homo. He had a great ancestry. This background remained a determining factor throughout his life. His rise to the greatness was, to his contemporaries and biographers alike, a consequence of his patrimony. He belonged to the Baharlu clan of the major tribal confederation of the Kara Kuyunlu, which reached its greatest power and spread, stretching over parts of present-day Iraq, Afghanistan, Persia, and Azerbaijan. In the mid-15th century, during the reign of Mirza Jahan Shah, 1437-67, the great rivals of Kara Kuyunlu were the Ak Kuyunlu. Their conflicts and contests dominated a large part of the 15th century in that region. A sectarian edge provided an added dimension to this rivalry. The Ak Kuyunlu were Sunni, the Kara Kuyunlu were Shia. The Ak Kuyunlu fared better in the great rivalry, and after Jahan Shah, the Kara Kuyunlu were never in a position to assert control over a large dominion of their own. One of the most prominent tribal leaders of Jahan Shah's court was Ali Shukur Beg of the Baharlu clan. Successive defeats suffered by the Kara Kuyunlu and the Baharlu forced Ali Shukur Beg's son and grandsons to seek service in the courts of other princes.